Penny for Your Thoughts is a Vectis Radio production, written by Marion Hartley and produced by David Hartley.
So, how's your head?
Oh, it's fine, thanks. And you?
Yeah, I'm all right.
Mike had quite a bit to drink last night, didn't he?
Yes, he did.
But it was all right. There were no upsets. In fact, I thought he was rather friendly towards me, complimenting me on my dress and saying how good my acting skills were in charades.
Oh, don't remind me.
Oh, he said he doesn't watch it, Penny. He just guessed Love Island due to my brilliant acting.
Love Island. How he got that, I don't know. I thought you were stroking a cat.
Well, I wasn't. And anyway, yours wasn't any better with Doctor Who. You just lay on the floor.
Well, I thought someone would think to call a doctor.
Really?
Okay. But you must admit, when we played for the second time, which I wish we hadn't, Mike's was worse.
Oh, that was funny.
Well, I didn't get it. The first word he kept rowing, so I thought it was boat. And Connie thought it's submarine.
Well, I said cruise.
Yeah, and all the time it was deck.
Well, we got the second word, the.
Oh, yes, that was easy. But then it was obvious that he had had far too much to drink when he said it rhymed with balls. Why couldn't he have just thrown a ball up into the air instead of what he did?
Oh, Penny, it was a laugh. I thought his dancing was a bit like mine.
Yours? His looked obscene.
Oh, forget it. It was just nice to see him really let his hair down for a change. And as I said, he thought my acting was brilliant.
It was charades, Cathy. You weren't playing Cleopatra for the Royal Shakespeare Company.
Oh, I know. But I was good, wasn't I? Everyone laughed.
Yeah. Yeah, OK. You're better than I am.
Yeah, well, I think me and Mike would make a great team if we ever played again.
Oh, do you? So what about me?
Oh, you can stick with Connie. She doesn't have much imagination either.
Good morning, Helen.
Oh, Vince, you're up. I thought you'd be in bed.
No. I thought I'd get up and see how I got on.
Oh, so would you like some breakfast?
No. Just coffee.
Okay. Are you sure you don't want any dry toast? Because that should be all right.
No, I don't, thanks. So, what are your plans for today?
Well, I need to go to the shops and get a few things. Is there anything in particular that you want while I'm there?
No, I can't think of anything.
Oh, what about those Belgian buns from the bakery, Osmi Claire's? You might fancy those later.
No, but you could get me some mince pies, though. I think yours might have been a bit rich for me this time.
Really? I wouldn't have thought so. They were the same as I always make.
Well, something upset my stomach.
Could it have been the amount of whiskey you drank?
Helen, don't tell me how much I can or cannot drink.
Well, I'm not.
Well, it sounds like you are to me.
Oh, I'm sorry, but I was only thinking of your welfare.
Well, don't.
So, you just want mince pies then?
Yes, please.
Okay, so I'll get the ones without brandy in them.
Oh, Helen, get a brain. If I feel like it, I'll have a glass of brandy with them.
Oh, of course you will. And that'll do your stomach the world of good.
So, Yaz, are you going to look for an acting job?
No, I only said that because I thought I should do.
How do you mean?
Well, at least I've got the chance to look. But Tina Long certainly hasn't. You see, I think she's jealous of what I do.
Yeah, maybe.
Yes. She's the sort that doesn't like other people to succeed. If she can't do it, she doesn't like the fact that other people can.
Well, Yaz, I'd stay well clear of her.
Oh, I won't go out of my way to see her. But if I do bump into her in the shop or somewhere, then I want to be prepared.
Prepared? What do you mean by that?
Well, now I've actually met her and can see what she's like, I don't want her to think that she'll get the better of me.
Oh, leave it, Yaz.
No, I won't say anything wrong. In fact, I might just tell her that she makes me laugh.
And how will that help?
Oh, it will. Believe me.
Hello, Uncle Nick.
Hello, Matthew. How are you?
Oh, I'm fine.
Look, I just wanted to have a word with you about the new year.
Oh, yes.
No, don't worry. Nothing's wrong. I just want to check that we're going in the right direction, if that's all right with you.
Yes, okay.
So, first of all, Tina, what's the situation with that young lady now?
Well, she seems to be working hard and no other problems have come up.
I see. So you're happy to keep her on?
Oh, yes. I can't really see how we can do anything else. I'm just hoping that when she qualifies as a manager, she'll just go somewhere else.
Do you really think she did that damage to Megan's locker?
Well, that's interesting because James, who works here, told me the other week that he'd seen her go into the locker room around about that time. But...
And do you believe him?
Well, yeah, but it still doesn't mean to say she did it.
Well, I think as it's the start of the new year, have a chat with all the staff, including her, of course, saying that this sort of behaviour has not been forgotten and will certainly not be tolerated. And in addition, more cameras have been installed.
OK, but they haven't been, have they?
No, so organise it, please, Matthew.
OK, if that's what you want.
Now, Mike, how's he doing?
Oh, he's fine. There's no problems there.
And Henry Anderson, is he worth keeping?
Well, I think it's too early to tell, really.
Well, the thing is, Matthew, if you do go back into directing, which I would totally understand if you do, I really do need a reliable and efficient manager in place.
Yes, I can understand that, but as I've said, I'm very happy here.
Well, you might be for now, but you might at some point want to find other work, or you might meet someone.
Well, I've met someone already.
Oh, have you? You haven't mentioned them to me.
Well, no, but it's the friend that I told you about, the one staying here. She's actually my girlfriend.
Oh, I see. And can I ask you her name?
Yes, it's Yaz. She's an actress. Well, she was before lockdown. We actually worked together a couple of times.
Oh, well, that's great to hear. And where is she working now?
Oh, on the island.
What, in a show?
No, in a cafe.
A cafe?
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with that.
Well, no, I know that.
She is a very nice young lady.
I'm sure she is. And how did you meet up again?
She came over to the island to find me.
Did she now? That's very courageous of her.
Not really. A friend told her that I was on the island and she tracked me down via social media.
Matthew, you know I've always wanted you to meet someone special, so I'm not criticising. I'm just saying, that's all. Do you think your parents will approve? Because you know what they're like.
It's all right, Uncle, I know. But as they're in Spain at the moment, I should be all right.
Well, I hate to tell you this, but your daddy's thinking of coming over to see you. You do phone them, don't you? Because I've told you in the past that your mum says she doesn't hear from you often enough.
Well, I do phone them when I can.
Well, maybe you should phone them soon.
Oh, great. I can see what will happen.
Matthew, they only have your best interest at heart. You know, they only want the best for you.
Do they? Because I can see it'll be just like last time. Why is no one ever good enough for me? It's not fair, Uncle. They always ruin everything.
Oh, Matthew, they don't. It's just...
Just what?
It's just they would like you to meet someone a bit more...
What, affluent? There's more to having a relationship than just money. That doesn't make it work.
Well, it can help.
Well, I don't care. I like Yaz, and I mean, I really like her, and I'm not going to let them spoil it for me this time.
Matthew, are you okay? Because you seem a bit down.
No, I'm all right.
Can I get you anything? A coffee or a drink?
No, I'm okay, thanks.
Well, the other day you asked me if I wanted to go away. Do you remember?
Yeah, I do. Why?
Well... I think we should. That's if you still want to.
Oh, yes, I think that's a brilliant idea.
And if we do, you won't worry about the shop all the time, will you?
Oh, no, no, I won't. So, where did you want to go?
Well, you said you wanted to go to Bath.
Yes, I don't mind where we go. You choose. We can go to Edinburgh if you like, or even Land's End. I really don't mind.
Well, neither do I.
Well, why don't we go on a proper holiday then?
What do you mean by that?
Well, go on a cruise or something.
Oh, Matthew, you're joking, aren't you?
No, I'm not. Let's do something really special. We haven't done anything exciting for years. Oh, come on, please say yes. What is it, Yaz? Don't you want to come away with me?
Yes, of course I do. But I'm sorry, Matthew. A cruise would take a lot of my savings. And I'm trying to save for a place of my own.
Oh, I see. Well, Yaz, I meant I'd pay for us both.
Oh, no, you can't. I wouldn't let you.
No, honestly, I want to.
No, this wouldn't be right.
So, what do you want to do?
Matthew, let's go to Scotland.
You sure?
Yes, it's supposed to be beautiful up there. And, I just want to be with you.
Oh, Yaz.
And anyway, we can do a cruise next year.
Oh, come here.
Tune in next time for another instalment of Penny for Your Thoughts.